Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, British Open, as I promised you. Breed later, but right now, Hank Haney, who everyone knows from his golf instructional stuff, including on Sirius, now he has a show and everything else. And, of course, he was Tiger's coach years ago. Hank, Mike Francesa on WFAN, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
My pleasure. And obviously, I hear your show a lot, Hank, because my wife, Ro, is a golf fanatic. And she listens to you all the time. And she said to tell you that you and Steve Johnson do a great job and that she loves Steve also.
All right. I appreciate it. It's always good to have a fan.
Yes. And she listens. I hear you in the house all the time, down in the kitchen and stuff. She has you on all the time. So I've heard you many times. You have an interesting take on stuff. And I we know Breed very well because Breed's one of her coaches. So, I've heard you countering him a couple of times, and we know him pretty well, too. So he'll be on later to give his thoughts. But you making news today by picking Tiger Woods, which I have to admit surprised me. So give me your thoughts.
I like him here. I like Tiger to win another tournament. I mean, this year, I like him to win another major. And I think, you know, the one that he has the best chance to win is an Open Championship, British Open. Because of the courses, the weather, the experience needed, you get hard, firm, fast Open Championships where distance doesn't necessarily become that much of a factor, so guys can win later in their career. We saw it with Tom Watson almost winning at 60 years old.
Great
Greg Norman almost won at 54.
Right.
I mean, so let's face it. I mean, Tiger's not the straightest driver of the golf ball. You can get away with it at Open Championships. And Carnoustie's baked out. See, if Carnoustie was like it was last time, which was green and lush, and if you don't hit in the fairway, you're sending out a search party for your ball, he would have no chance. But given that it's hard, firm, and fast, see, he's won two Open Championships with these exact same kind of conditions. And I feel good about Tiger's game.
So how many times do you think he's going to hit his driver out of 18 holes?
Probably not.
No one. Not zero.
He might not hit any.
So he can hit the three wood all day is what you're saying?
He can hit. He's not even going to hit three wood. He's going to hit iron.
Oh, we're going to hit some irons, but he's got to hit some three woods, right?
No, he probably won't. He'll probably hit maybe a couple three woods on par fives. He was running a three iron out there, 330 yards or something. I mean, it's like a freeway. They say the fairways are running faster than the greens.
Yeah, I heard somebody said they hit it 457 off the tee with the roll. So So I understand what you're saying. So is your opinion, Hank, that every other part of his game, including his putting, which has been a little weird this year, do you think all the rest of his game is championship caliber?
Yeah, he's the only player on the tour that's top 10 in strokes gained approach shots to the green and top 10 strokes gained around the green. So the weakness is the driving. The putting hasn't been good, but the last tournament he's putted much, much better. Actually putted very good. And I don't see any big issues with his putting. I know he hasn't putted good, but he's a great putter.
Great putter. All-time putter, yeah. I agree. But he hasn't looked good putting the last, the last three or four tournaments have not been great. There were a couple there that were really poor, too.
Yeah, there were. But then in D.C., he putted good. And that was his last tournament. Plus, I like the slower greens, actually, for him. He complains about slower greens. What happens is you play your putts straighter, you hit them firmer, you don't have to play as much break. You can be more aggressive without worrying about running at 3, 4, 5 feet by, which he's kind of prone to do. I feel like the slow greens kind of mitigate some of the problems he's had.
We're talking with Hank Haney, former Tiger Woods coach, who everyone knows is one of the leading golf teachers in the country and golf instructors. Does a lot of different stuff. Teaches other, Mark O'Mara was his guy too, and obviously does a lot of stuff now, including a show on Sirius. And Hank, mentally, coming down the stretch, let's say you're right and he's having a great tournament and he's, you know, got a two-stroke lead, nine holes to play. Where do you think he is? You confident that the old Tiger Woods? Now, Tiger was a great front runner as a, you know, didn't come from behind a lot, won as a front runner a million times. You think the old Tiger Woods is in there somewhere and it's going to come out when he has that kind of lead?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it in my mind. He's got more experience than anybody. He's been there more than anybody. I mean, Mike, everybody's choking. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. They're all choking. But when you've got the kind of experience that he has to draw on, it's a huge, huge advantage. His problem is getting there. Now, he needs to get there. He was there, you know, a couple times this year where he felt it a little bit. So that's good enough. You know, it's not like he's nervous and nobody else is.
Right.
I mean, they're all going to be nervous, but he's got more experience than anybody. His problem is the first couple rounds. He's got to get out of the gate because we all know he's never won a major coming from behind.
And right.
He's slow out of the gate. That's the problem. If he can get out of the gate, I feel like he'll be great on Sunday.
Right now, at this age, Hank, do you make concessions where you say if Dustin Johnson plays to his optimum, can Tiger beat him right now? Is Tiger still good enough right now to beat him at his best?
No, probably not.
Okay,
probably not. But there's only a handful of those guys, and the fact that, you know, one of them is going to play good on the same week. I mean, that's something you have to avoid. I mean, that's why there's luck in tournaments. I mean,
sure.
That's why Jack Nicklaus only won 12% of his tournament.
Right.
When
Phil played great and Swenson played better. You know, Stenson killed him. We played unbelievably that weekend. I mean, just played crazy. So I understand that. But how many guys do you think are like that, where their best right now is better than what Tiger can give you at this age?
Well, I mean, probably Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. I mean, you know, Koepka.
Spieth.
You know, not many. Rory, you know.
Handful.
Spieth, right. I mean, Spieth's putting is awful.
Well, tell me what's going on there. Let's stop there for a second because that's a big story, too. What do you think's gone on with Spieth? Why can't this guy who was a great putter, a dominant putter, why can't he get his act together?
Because he's got issues with the putting. I mean, you know,
What do you think it is? What is it that's gone? What is the issue?
He's got the yips.
Oh, you think? I mean, you do? Okay, okay.
No,
really?
I mean, I can see it. I mean, I watch on the, you know, high definition TV and rewind it, you know, back and forth. I mean, there's a something going on in his left hand there, and it's not like it happens on every shot. But here's the thing, you know, when he putted looking at the hole,
mm-hmm.
You just don't start looking at the hole for no reason, Mike. I mean, you just don't think, hey, today it'd be a good day to start looking at the hole. You look at the, you do something like that because you've had issues in the past. And you know, it's back, and but it doesn't mean it's permanent. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have it. You know, people think, oh, you say he's got the yips.
Yeah, well, they sounds like it's fatal, but you know, it's not fatal, right?
No, I mean, Bernhard Langer is the best putter on the Champions Tour, has been forever. Was the best putter on the PGA Tour, and he's had the yips his whole career. It's not that big a deal. You just have to find a way to deal with it. Justin Rose has become a phenomenal putter this year. Webb Simpson was a terrible yipper, and he's become a phenomenal putter this year. It's just Spieth hasn't found, and I don't think he's barking up the right tree. He needs to do something a little more exotic than just working on his alignment. But right now, you know, he's not in a good way in the putting, but he'll figure it out. He's too good, and the putting is the one area where they can figure it out. He'll figure it out, but this year is wasting away right now.
Talking with Hank Haney, who picks Tiger Woods this week. If Tiger doesn't win, what happened?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't win, I don't think there's a lot of penalty shots out there, so that's a big thing that's plagued.
You worry about a slow start, as you said. You worry about a slow start, right?
Slow start and putting. I mean, that'll be it, yeah.
Okay, so and you think the fact that he can go out there and roll his 3-iron or hit whatever he wants and not have to worry about the driver and can basically just roll his irons down the fairway here gives him, in your mind, a pretty significant advantage then, right?
Huge. It puts him in the game. I'm not saying it's like doesn't, you know, make him. He's not like the favorite, but
right.
it puts him in the game. Now he's in the game and mentally too. I mean, you gotta know how to play this way. And he's won at St. Andrews with these conditions. He's won at Hoylake with these conditions. This is a totally different game. This is like a totally different ball game when you're looking at these conditions.
Who else do you like playing under these conditions to watch this weekend? Who you think will play well?
I mean, you gotta like Justin Rose. I mean, he's playing great, putting better than he's ever putted in his career, he's from over there, so he's played in these conditions more. I mean, he you gotta like him, and then some of the guys are playing different strategy, like Justin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rahm, Koepka, McIlroy. They're gonna bomb the driver. Well, if one of those guys has a good week, it's going to turn into just a drive and a chip contest, and any of those guys could go off. But you know, I feel like Tiger's got a good game plan now, and I don't think anybody can game plan better than him. But you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Is he the same guy to you, Hank? And if he's different, how is he different than the Tiger of 10 years ago?
No, I mean, he appears to be a little nicer. I mean, he's a little softer. I mean, he wasn't buddy buddies with too many people back in the day when he was crushing them all. But he's 42 years old.
Is he working out a lot less? You talked about how he works out like a crazy man. Does he work out less now?
I don't know. I mean, he looks pretty fit to me. Right. He looks, you know, he's not too small, that's for sure. But I mean, at least his back's holding up and his swing is good. He's hitting the ball well. He hadn't put it all together yet, but he's just too good, Mike. I mean, sooner or later he's going to put it together. Okay, maybe it won't be this week, but I'm just saying, I think he's going to win another major. I think the British is his best chance, so I'm going to pick him to win the British every year until his back goes out.
Do you think Phil will win another major?
I think he's got a possibility to win another major, and, you know, he's somebody else to look at here. You know, the older players, I think, have an advantage when you've got conditions that kind of have never, you know, they've never seen before, that not many people have handled before. I think Phil has the game to do it. He's another one. He's going to hit irons off the tee, maybe a couple three woods. This works to his advantage too. But with Phil's game and his issues with his driver, and, you know, and Tiger to a certain extent, the courses that they could win majors on are limited a little bit.
I agree with that, yeah. They have trouble off the tee. They really, both of them, they really do.
They were not going to win at Shinnecock.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Not going to happen.
Did you have a big problem, or as a golf guy, what was your take on what happened with Phil?
He had a moment.
I mean, did it bother you, though? Were you insulted, or are you not one of these golf guys who acts like, you know, he's in church all the time?
Nah, he had a moment. I mean, you know, I don't care what he said. He had a moment. I mean, it happens, you know? I mean, he snapped a little bit. You know, it's just the way, you know, I don't care what story he came up with. He had a moment. A few days later, he admitted. It just got to him. He was just saying, you know, telling the USGA what he thought.
Yeah, which I happen to agree with, they ruined the place, which they did. I happen to totally agree. All right, so you really, it's not just one of these deals. Now, do you have a relationship with Woods anymore or not really?
No. When you're done with him, you're done.
I mean, okay. If you bumped into him, do you guys talk for 10 minutes or not really?
I haven't seen him since 2010 Masters. So I mean that was it.
What can you tell us about him that we don't know? As far as when he was on top, explain to me. Tell everybody how dominant, how good he was. Tell us something about when he was on top of the world about Tiger Woods.
I'll tell you this: of all the players that I've taught, and I taught over 200 players in my career, probably the worst player at taking it from the driving range to the golf course was Tiger Woods.
Really?
That is how much better he was than everybody else, Mike. When he used to stand on the driving range, I used to think, how in the world could these guys ever possibly beat him? And once in a while they did, but when I was with him, he won 50% of his tournaments, so they didn't beat him much.
No, he was as good at golf as anybody was at anything in the world. I mean, he was unbelievable.
Flawless. I mean, and they used to, you know, I always use the analogy. They say Larry Bird used to make 300 free throws in a row every day in practice, and then he'd shot 92% for his career from the free throw line. Well, that's how Tiger was. He just never seemed to ever miss a shot in practice. He was so good. But, you know, on the golf course, it's different. You got one shot, you got pressure, you got the tournament. But he was just so much better than everybody.
And if I put a gun to your head this week, who do you think wins this tournament? One of the favorites? One of the favorites?
Gun to my head?
Yeah.
Gun to my head, I probably have to go Justin Rose.
Justin Rose, okay. And which guy do you think has the best chance? Or, well, let me put it this way. Which guy has the best talent as far as everything that you would put together in the attributes that would make a great golfer? Of these young guys now, which one of these guys has the chance to be the next great player? And he might already be a guy. Like, is it Dustin Johnson? Is it Brooks Koepka? Is it Rahm? Is there one guy that you think just jumps out at you that's got everything to be the next big guy?
I'd have to go. Well, I mean, I love Jordan Spieth. I love the way he can elevate for the moment. I love the way that he elevates for the majors. If he gets his putting figured out, you know, I think he still has the chance to win the most amount of majors for sure. But Justin Thomas is probably, you know, that guy too. I mean, those two guys. But Spieth's got this big issue with his putting. He's got to get that organized. Well, Justin Thomas doesn't have any issues right now.
Well, let me ask this: how? And this might be a dumb question. How do you fix that? Is it like saying how you get out of a bad batting slump, which is basically just go up and get out of it eventually, or is it something that's just gonna all fall together at one time, or is there something he has to do to get out of this?
Well, I don't think this is a batting slump. This is a Chuck Knobloch thrown from second to first.
This is that bad. You think it's actually that as bad as a guy who can't throw the ball, Steve Sachs or a Chuck Knobloch? Okay.
You pointed out he was the best putter in the world. Now he's 174th.
Yeah.
I mean,
no question.
That's one of the worst.
So how do you, is it all mental? I mean, is it he has to break down and start from scratch? Is there anything you would recommend just that would be logical that would get you out of this? Or is it something where he just has to keep working at it and one day everything's going to click?
He's got to do something more exotic. He's got to change the whole pattern of what he's doing. You know, it's exotic when you're looking at the hole. It's exotic when you use a claw grip. It's exotic when you do the club up your arm, you know, like Kuchar does or like Webb Simpson has done. I mean, he's got to do something that's exotic and different. And then once he does, he'll return to being a great putter because he's a gifted putter. He just is. He's a gifted putter with an issue. And as soon as he fixes the issue, he goes back to being a gifted putter. He just immediately goes right back to being the gifted putter.
Is alignment or is controlling the speed of the putt the most important part of being a great putter?
Speed of the putt.
That's what I figured. All right, listen.
Absolutely.
Hank, do you like doing radio?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love being out with you. You got great questions. Cheers.
I mean, do you do 2 hours a day? Is that what you do?
2 hours a day.
And how long have you been doing it for?
Well, I'm serious 3 years now. So, I mean, I get to talk a lot of golf, but I love it. I mean, it's a blast. So, I mean, I feel so fortunate. I think radio is the best.
I agree. I've been doing it 30 years. So I agree. So yeah, I totally agree. But, so you're doing a good job, but really I've heard you a lot of times. You do a good job. So keep it up.
All right. I appreciate it. Michael Breed's one of my favorites. So you got a great guest coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Hank. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike.
Take care. Hank Haney, who's on 10 to 12 on Sirius. He's on the Golf Channel on Sirius. So is Breed. Michael Breed coming up. And that's how I've heard Hank Haney. I'd never heard Hank on the radio, but my wife, Ro, listens to them all the time. She listens to the Golf Channel all the time in the house. And I've heard her on. I've heard Hank on. She's like, come here and listen to what Hank's saying. Hank goes after people. He really does. He gets on them. And he gets on golf, too. He gets on the USGA. He gets on golf guys. It's good. He does a good job. He speaks his mind. Reminds me of Johnny Miller a little bit. You know, he's not a player. He's a coach, but he reminds me of that. The way he goes after people, I like it. He does a good job. So there's his reasoning for Tiger Woods. The fact that he doesn't hit driver, he's saying he doesn't even hit 3-wood. He's going to basically be able to hit irons, which is going to keep him in the middle of the fairway, and then they roll 300 yards. I saw a couple of the guys commenting on the way this thing was rolling. You would not believe the comments that they had. I mean, they're unbelievable about the way this stuff, the way this course rolls. Listen to this about the bone dry Carnoustie. Listen to this. The fairways of Carnoustie are baked to a rich brown. Okay, a stark contrast to the deep green of the heavily watered putting surfaces, but the fairways are faster than the greens. Justin Thomas hit a 5-iron, 305 yards. Koepka hit a 4-iron, 320 yards. Patrick Harrington said he drove it on 18, 457 yards into the burn. into a moat, 457 yards. Tigers can just let it roll. It'll roll forever. So basically, you hit it straight and let it roll. And away you go. So it takes away some of these problems. And the guys who can fly it, like Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, who can fly it 350 yards right down the middle every time, which is what they can do, and guys like Phil and Tiger can't do. No matter what hole you give it to Dustin Johnson, he just hits his driver right down the middle, 350 yards, 330 yards, and Brooks Koepka does the same thing. If you watch him in the U.S. Open, that's all he did. He hit his driver right down the middle every hole. So, I mean, the guy hit every fairway, every green. He was unbelievable. So you do that, you win tournaments, which is why Koepka's, you know, a threat. Dustin Johnson is the favorite at 9-1. I don't think he wins here. I don't think Koepka wins here. I got one long shot for you already. I'll give you another one. But my long shot, the horse for the course, is Terrell Hatton. Terrell Hatton loves this course. He's 30-1. I always like a horse for the course, a guy who likes the course. He likes Carnoustie. My scouts tell me that he likes Carnoustie a lot. So Terrell Hatton at 30-1 is one of my long shot picks. So same people gave me Fleetwood at 45-1. I picked Reed, and he almost won it. Fleetwood somebody gave me, and I used him. But it gave me Terrell Hatton here, the golf guys I know. They gave me Terrell Hatton. And they gave me Fleetwood in the Open, and they gave me Terrell Hatton for this one. And I'll give you a couple that I like, too, when I get a chance. A couple long shots. But Hatton's 30-1. Tiger's 25-1. So it's not like he's not a long shot now. He is. Phil's 40-1. So if you want to go with Phil, I don't think Phil will win here, though. So that's Hank Haney picking Tiger Woods. I don't think Tiger will win. Gun to my head, I do not think Tiger will win. I do not. I think the first time Tiger's staring victory in the face down the stretch is going to be hard for him now in a big tournament. I think he's going to want it so much it's going to be hard. I think the old Tiger Woods knew he was going to win. This Tiger Woods doesn't know that. There's a kernel of doubt in there that he's got to overcome. But on a wrong day, a bad shot could turn that kernel into a cornfield right in the wrong time. So I just think that it's going to be hard for him the first time. I want to see him do it. Nicholas, who knows, said Tiger will wake up on the lead at a major and there'll be no catching him. Let's see if that happens. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.